The Mixed Blitz, 10 songs in a row, commercial free with Pantai Hospitals. What's up? I'm Fat Faves here, and today we have Dr. Siva Prakasam Sivalingam, a urologist from Pantai Hospital Ampang, to talk to us about kidney stones. Now, Dr. Siva, what is a kidney stone and how does it form?
Kidney stone, in essence, is actually a substance which is formed primarily from salts, which are found in our urine. Along with these salts, we can also sometimes have organic material accompanying it. The exact mechanism how stones actually form, it's not very clearly understood. But it's believed to be as a result of the urine being in a very hypersaturated or supersaturated state. And this causes crystals to form. And the crystals then eventually aggregate to form larger particles and eventually stones.
Oh, thanks for that, Dr. Siva. Okay, I've got another question for you, but hang on first, okay? Let's get back to the music right now. Mixed with Aisha, Rod and Prem in the mornings, and today's best music. Today we have Dr. Siva Prakasam, a urologist from Pantai Hospital Ampang. He's here with me. We've got a couple of questions for you. Dr. Siva, what are the symptoms of kidney stones?
When we look at symptoms arising from kidney stones, it really depends on how the patients actually present with. Typically, what we see patients present to hospitals with is basically pain. And along with pain, pain typically happens in the flank area or in the back. It can sometimes radiate or move down to the groin area. In addition to that, patients may also sometimes experience burning sensation when they pass urine. They may notice blood-stained urine. And in situations where the presence of a stone has been complicated with associated infections, they could have sometimes fever.
The Mixed Blitz, 10 songs in a row, commercial-free with Pantai Hospitals. I'm Fat Fabes here. So I'm with Dr. Siva Prakasam, a urologist from Pantai Hospital Ampang. Now, Dr. Siva, how are kidney stones diagnosed?
Again, this goes back to how patients present. The typical scenario, again, how patients come to hospital is basically because of pain-associated changes to their urinary habit, for example, going to the toilet frequently. So once we establish this from the history, we perform physical examinations on the patient. We do urine analysis to determine whether there's any evidence of red blood cells and things like that, which suggest that it might be a stone. And then subsequently, we will arrange scans for the patients, which help us to confirm the presence or absence of a stone in the urinary tract.
Thank you so much, Dr. Siva Prakasam. Don't forget, Doctor On Call happens every Thursday, 3 p.m. right here on the Mixed Blitz.